Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Welcome to another episode of Love and Hip Hop Atlanta. This is Immaculate Conception, and we're going to dish on all things this episode. Carly's man is having a new baby while she's suffering a miscarriage, and Shay Mack apologizes for her bad behavior. Stay tuned. Keep it locked right here.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Yes, let the mess begin because it's so messy this episode. It's lit though.
Ooh, bang bang.
Because I love the mess and I love having a male perspective on a panel with me. I'm your host, Miss Conversation Piece, but I can't do it without my guy Lim in the building.
What's up? I am the male perspective today.
I need to debate with you today.
Yes, thank you. I am Lim Gonzalez and super excited to be here with Miss Conversation Piece. What up?
Oh yes, we have a fully loaded show for you with guests at bar, news and gossip, and a little tweets. So let's get into your overall thoughts of the episode.
You know, it was definitely a messy episode. I will say initially, I feel like Carly went a little too far. And
with
I like
what?
Well, okay. Well, we can talk about it. I'm just going to tell you about
overall.
I'm just saying overall. And okay. I feel like that was because when she went bad on him, for, you know, him disclosing, the information about possibly having a child back home in Arkansas, she basically, you know, she didn't want to hear anything I had to say. She was just, once she heard that, and granted, she was going through a lot with the whole miscarriage. So, I granted there's a lot that was on her plate. But the fact that it was almost like she couldn't explain himself, she just dismissed him. And you saw how he got up. He was like, I'm just being disrespected. Mm-hmm. And then when she told her girls about it, mm-hmm. the fact that they co-signed saying that you might have just kind of took it a little too far.
You can't give advice from Rashida.
Sorry. Not able to.
That was shady, I know. But my overall thoughts of the episode was, you don't need to put up with this bad behavior. But you also need to find out those red flags beforehand. See, I'm gonna hire a private investigator. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna find out all kind of stuff because I'm not trying to get married and get surprised, but it's like Carly gets surprised every season by these dudes.
Yeah, she doesn't have a good track record for sure when it comes to the gentleman that she dates. And so I felt like, and that's another reason why it's like, and maybe she's jaded because she's heard that same situation where,
you know,
she thinks that somebody is, you know, a good guy and then something happens and then they're, you know, behind her back or what have you.
But how does she think this? Because she's moving too fast. If he's had time to have a few month old baby and it was no overlap, so she sees that, okay, he didn't do it while he was with me, mm-hmm. but you're mad because he had a baby, because that's a whole 18 years of responsibility. I would be mad too. Like, who wants to marry into that drama for 18
well,
years?
Well, the thing that her, and yes, I understand if that was the case, but it wasn't that, because like he said there was no overlap. So it wasn't like he cheated on her. Mm. That part was established. She was upset because she said he didn't include her when he found out the information that he possibly could have a child. She felt he should have came to her and said, hey, this is what's going on. And I don't necessarily fully disagree with that. I see where she's coming from. We're in this together. But I think he really just wanted to see if it was really true. And then if it wasn't, then there's nothing to really talk about. But for her, it was like, you should have included me in the conversation.
We'll get into all that later. I'm tired of Carly Red. That's why she's single. She always in some drama. She can't just
she is always
cool,
in drama.
Just chill. Right. But Scrappy and Jock meet up. They talk about his overlap because there was some overlap with Carly.
There was.
And his new girl. And he's like told the girl, and now she has a problem.
Yeah.
Girls always say they want the truth but can't handle it, right? Is that true, Lim?
See, you gonna put me on the don't put me in the lines then. So, if the truth is not what you want to hear, yeah. I don't think that that's... The thing is, here's Jock. This is Jock. Jock, he's shown himself to be messy. We've seen this time and time again over the seasons. And I think that with, you know, his new woman, he really likes her. She's an attorney. You know, she seems like she has a lot going for herself. He's like, I got a good catch right here. And he doesn't want to mess it up. But she basically kind of, you know, says, I want to know. I want to know. You tell me. You tell me. Mm-hmm. And so then he finally is like, so actually what had happened was, and that's his bad. Like at the end of the day. That's his bad.
He shouldn't have told? Or?
No. I'm saying it's his bad that he had overlap. Oh, okay. Like, he shouldn't have had the overlap.
Okay.
So when, now, of course, you can't tell someone, oh, you can't be mad, right? Mm-hmm. That's like me saying, hey, I'm going to tell you something you don't want to hear, but don't get mad. Mm-hmm. Like, you're going to be like, well, no, I'm going to get mad. But if they really care for each other, I think that they should definitely try to make the relationship work.
Mm. I mean, I think she's good for Jack.
I think she's great for Jock. Yeah. I think she's the best Jock's ad that we've seen. Like, let's keep it all the way 100.
Yeah, keep her, Jock. Keep her.
Don't lose that. Do not, my brother.
Well, Kirk shows up and he invites Mo. Like, is it a requirement for you to right. be in some BS on Love & Hip Hop? Like, why bring this dude? And why is he coming?
Why is he coming? Because he's got to have cover time. I mean, well, I think he said, Kirk said, like, you know, this is like a brotherhood. He said, you know, he's coming into the circle. The women have their kind of circle going on. You know, they're already planning this couple's trip, which is going to bring everybody together anyway.
Is it weird, though, your ex?
What?
Your ex's bae. I mean, your current bae's ex or... Yeah, in your current bae.
You're saying in the sense of Jock, because he used to be with Carly and now bringing Mo around?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's weird. Like,
exactly.
Yeah, I think that's definitely... I'm not saying it's not doable, like you can't coexist. Yeah. Going back to the previous episode, I thought it was interesting that his, you know, Jock's woman was adamant about going to Carly Red, you know, and I think we talked about this last episode, but how she was so adamant, like, I really want to go. You got to show me off. I feel like that wasn't necessary for her to be shown
she
off.
She wants to be on TV.
Yeah. So, and I think so. I think that that's what that was because you know that that's going to happen because you know, it's going to be crazy. So the whole thing with, you know, them meeting up, I mean, it's, you watch the show and you see that this is kind of what happens. They put everybody together, you know, they want to have coexisting going on. But yeah, I think it is a little weird. It wouldn't happen in real life, put it like
it
that.
It wouldn't?
I don't think it would. No, I don't think so.
I think guys hang with girls, you know, guys that have banged their girls all the time. Like you know, bros before hoes, right?
Okay, I don't...
They don't do that?
I'm not saying it doesn't happen. I'm just saying that what this situation is, I don't think is necessarily typical. That's all I'm saying. I'm saying, yes, it happens, you know, but I don't think it's as frequently as we see on Love & Hip Hop. We see it all the time on Love & Hip Hop.
Well, Akbar meets up with Tierra, and it's another situation of, you know, gossip and spreading these stories that are happening, and Moniece has been dematized. By Scrap, and Tierra has been already dematized by Scrap, and so Akbar's kind of in the middle because she's friends with both of them, but she comes clean to Tierra. Do you feel like she should have told Tierra from the get-go, like, and just not had her kind of like thrown this party for him? And
well, Tierra should just give up, first of all. No, like, let's keep it all the way real. Scrap, I don't think, has done that we've seen, you know, unless it happened, you know, off camera, what have you. But on camera, we haven't seen that he's really reached out to her to try to be with her. Mm-hmm. You know, that's his son's, you know, one of his children's mother. And he definitely respects her in that regard. They share, you know, a child together. So I really think that's what it is. It seems like she's more so, oh, he's getting out of jail. He's going to be with me. Mm. And so
she's saying that he was on the phone telling her that. I don't know if it went into detail on the episode, but I was watching one of the extended clips.
Really?
And she went in more detail and said that he was telling her, oh, when I get home, we're going to be together. So,
well, that's a whole different story. I didn't get that.
But you know, guys say that in jail. That's the number one thing. They tell all the, anybody that call, baby, I'm going to be with you.
Well, that's why, I that being said, that would make sense why when they were talking on the bench, how she said, like, yo, did you think that you were starting, you know, were you telling people you're going to start a relationship with? Because, and he says, no, you know, and she says, I don't believe you.
But he's a classic manipulator because in that scene when he met Moniece at the coffee shop and she was like, oh, well, you didn't tell me about everything that was going on. And he was like, how did you know? I didn't want to surprise you.
Right.
Like, come on, bro.
That was a sneak move. That was definitely a sneak move. He wasn't trying to surprise her. He just didn't tell her. Yeah, he just didn't tell her.
These dudes out here capping. Like, they need to stop.
But why I don't.
Need to be honest.
Yeah, you definitely need to be honest. But I think if he was definitely telling, if he's telling Tierra that he wants to be with her, that would make sense why she would act that way. So, but he's making it seem like he's not. He's making it seem like he's trying to be with Moniece.
From the episodes that I've seen, he wasn't. Like, he wasn't on her. So I don't know how he flipped the script on to, you know, acting like she doesn't exist and just bring the baby over. But then also on the extended clip, they said Moniece was putting money on his books. They had been talking for 3 years.
What?
The whole time he was in jail.
Oh, like, shoot.
Like, she's been on the phone. So it must be some overlap with her and AD because she's been talking to this dude on the phone.
Except for three years.
Putting money on his books. And then comes and meets him at the halfway house.
Like, right.
Yeah.
And that would make sense why she's like, oh, this is my dude.
Right. And did you hear what he said? He said, well, Moniece is the kind of girl a man in jail would want. What kind of comment is that, yo?
Yeah, like, that's not a good comment. That's not a good comment. That's not. That wasn't good.
What kind of girl is that, Lim?
Yeah,
the kind of girl that holds you down in jail?
Well, I think that's what he was trying to say. If he said it like that, like that's the kind of girl you want in jail. If he wasn't being sneak about
it. But then you're out of jail. Do you want her out of jail?
Right. But I think what he's maybe saying, it sounds like I'm trying to give him the benefit of the doubt. I'm trying. So if he said that, what I would think he was meaning is that you want somebody to hold you down. Like if you're in prison,
would I want to hold you down? And when you get out, you sexing everything.
But that's where the problem is. If he doesn't mean that, then that's the problem. He's being a player, and nobody wants to be with a player. But the thing is, my thing is that's what he's doing, because it seems like Tierra feels like he's doing that. The other thing is, I want you to ask you a question. Do you think he's really over Tommy? Because she came up in the conversation when, you know, they were talking to Moniece about, like, he was tonguing her down. So do you think he's over Tommy?
He's not over none of these girls. He trying to get in where he fit in. Like, he'll do Cheyenne, his sister, if he could. If he could prove that wasn't his sister, he'd probably do her.
Dang.
I'm just saying, he's out here in these streets.
Out in the streets. Okay.
I mean, he's just fresh out. What do you think a guy fresh out that's been locked down is going to do? Like, I expect that. So I wouldn't want to get with a man fresh out of jail. That's just me, though.
You wouldn't want to get with a man fresh out of jail?
Mm-mm.
Because
he's on the prowl, and he probably needs to sow his royal oats.
But what if he wanted to be with you, though, and he was faithful?
I don't really want a convict anyway.
Oh, okay.
Like, I would rather not. But okay. Yeah.
But what if it was your man before he went to jail?
I'm not holding him down.
You're not holding him down.
You let
him
go. I don't want to go to jail and visit and
you're not doing that. Okay.
No.
So you and Scrap wouldn't work out.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
No.
Bet.
But then she said that she was demotized, so he has something going for himself. Moniece is not only mad at Scrap, she's mad at Akbar for not showing up.
Oh, the music situation.
Yes. So she was basically ready to do the studio session, do the album they were talking about doing. Mm-hmm. She doesn't show up, and Tokyo does.
Right.
And so now she's going to work with Tokyo, and she's telling her about everything that's going on. And I don't know. She says the way that Scrap is acting makes her not want to deal with guys.
The way that Moniece is saying, the way that Scrap is acting, because she was with a woman prior.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I mean, you got to look at her track record. I mean, who she was with on the show? She was with Rich Dollaz. Like, that's not a good.
She was on Fizz.
Rich. Well, she has a baby with Fizz, but that wasn't necessarily on the show. They already had a baby when they joined the show. Mm-hmm. But as far as like relationships we saw her with on the show, she was with Rich Dollaz. She's currently with Scrap. She was with AD. So, I mean, and all of these, I mean, AD seemed like she was holding her down. They seemed like they had, you know, it was a situation where.
I think they're back together. I saw them on Instagram.
Oh, really? There you go. That's tea right there. But yeah, I think that anytime you're being played, you're like, why would I even deal with this? And I feel like it's kind of history maybe repeating itself with maybe some of the other men she's dealt with.
All of these ladies have long track records. But hey, who am I to judge? It is what it is. These guys, too, they're out here.
This is Love and Hip Hop. Like these is hard. Like, these people, they're
hard to keep it in your pants.
I'm just saying, I mean, it's not. If you're faithful, I mean, you look at Kirk and Rashida. Like, look at that situation. We've seen over several seasons the whole, like, I mean, they literally lasted several seasons, the whole cheating, him getting with Jasmine. I mean, even cheating before Jasmine.
Not just him, because in that whole little cabin montage scene, where they're predicting next episode.
Yes.
Everybody's like, oh, I cheated too. Like, Sierra even said she cheated on the BK dude, and Rashida's cheated. So,
they're bringing stuff out. We don't know exactly what's been said yet. That's next episode. But yeah, it seems to be. And the only reason I brought up Kirk and Rashida is because on the surface, it seemed like they, of all the cast members of Atlanta, they had the most solid relationship. They've been married the longest. They had businesses together. You know, they were together. He was her manager for a long time when she was rapping still. Now they have all this stuff going on. And then for him to just step out. But like you said, she's going to be revealing that she did some dirt too.
Yeah.
So I think it's with a lot of all these cast members, it's hard. Apparently, it's hard to stay faithful.
Yeah. Well, Moniz doesn't understand why Akbar didn't show up to the studio, but she basically has been breaking down because of the bullet that's still in her head, mm-hmm. and she's having migraines, and it's giving her health issues, and it's something that can't be removed ever. So, it's kind of like, I don't even know how you deal with something like that, traumatizing wise, as far as like being shot in your head. Like,
I can't speak to that either. I mean, that's gotta be, I mean, I think anytime you've been a victim of violence, especially in her case, being shot in the head, which is a sensitive area, the bullet still being there. Mm-hmm. And she was complaining because she called Sierra over there because she was had the migraines, the headaches, which is why she didn't show up to the session, because she was dealing with that. And then I think just overall, it was kind of, you know, bringing back a lot of things in regards to just her life in general. So yeah, I think anytime you deal with something traumatic, it's difficult.
But it's very difficult. I'm trying to figure out why she called Sierra instead of Moniz, because she was supposed to be meeting Moniz. And Moniz was saying that it was no communication going on. So it was like, I can see her being upset, but mm-hmm. at the same time, it's just like, I don't know. Like,
well, I don't think her and Moniz are close like that. I feel it seems like her and Sierra are much closer, which is why she called Sierra to the house.
Yeah.
Moniz did say that it wasn't like she just stood her up. She said she was telling Tokyo that, oh, yeah, she's not coming because of a headache.
So why was she so mad? Maybe she thought it was just minor headache?
Maybe she didn't know the severity of it. I don't think she told her, like, hey, I have a bullet lodged in my head.
Yeah.
So I get my, like, I don't know if she went to all that detail.
Okay. Well, maybe it was communication then. Maybe she needs to tell her that, because I feel like all that beef that they're going to have is going to, could be avoided if she just knew, like, what it was. Because I know I would feel a kind of way if I spend money and somebody flakes on me, but if I understand that they have a condition.
Right.
But she can also do her own thing. But now we'll see in next episode that she'll get mad when she starts to work with Tokyo. So I don't know. I feel like people are not taking advantage of their opportunities and then getting mad.
What do you think about Moniz and just her whole, you know, wanting to be a singer and all of that in this career that she's venturing out into?
I thought she had a chance when I first saw her singing the previous seasons. Now I just don't think she's taking it seriously. I think that she is basically just too caught up in drama. And I feel like any artist, if they're not 100% focused on the music, like a Beyonce, like, we don't hear nothing drama. I'm sure things happen in Beyonce's life, but she's focused on her music. She's focused on her career. Cardi B, she is always in some kind of, you know, mess on Shade Room or something. But she's, you can tell she's focused. And I feel like if she, and she has, Moniece has a kid, so I don't know what it could be. But I feel like she has the connection. You have the platform. I feel like anybody that can go on this show, if they really utilize the platform, they can make it.
Do you think that because obviously Moniece is, doesn't live in Atlanta, and she's connected really for Love and Hip Hop Atlanta simply because of her dating Scrap, do you think that she's just trying to be on another show? Like, you know, it's like how we've seen Rich do. Have we seen some of the other cast members that kind of float through seasons, like, you know, Safari's done as well?
Word on the street is she's trying to get out of her contract. So Moniece is actually not happy about Love and Hip Hop. I don't know if you remember last season of Love and Hip Hop Hollywood. She was complaining about getting out of the contract. So now they're saying she's doing this to speed up contractual obligation. Oh,
interesting.
So yeah.
Okay.
I got a little tea.
Okay, got the tea.
So yeah, so Moniece, I think it weighs down on you. Mm-hmm. And you sign into this contract thinking like, oh, this is gonna be the best platform for me. And it doesn't turn out to be because people bash you. And right. I feel like when that drama, like Johnny Blaze, I think she is very talented, but she's not going anywhere because of her attitude in the drama.
We have, it's Felicia. What's up, Felicia Michelle? It's Felicia Michelle. She's a previous After Buzzer.
Hey.
She says, I think he manipulates things like what he did with Tommy. Talking about a Scrap. What he did with Tommy on our first season of the show.
Yeah, he tries to play like nice guy, like I ain't leading you on, but you really are leading these girls on because you're D'ing them down. You gotta let a girl know, look, this is not anything. It's not leading anywhere. And if they don't want to do it after that, then at least you're not caught up in this situation where all these girls think you they boyfriend.
That's true.
So let's get into a little bit of this Sierra and BK double date with Kirk and Rashida.
I think before we do that, I should probably talk more about AfterBuzz.
Oh, yes. Tell everybody.
So, hey, guys. Before we move on to our next topic, we just wanted to say thank you for making us the ESPN of TV Talk. For us to continue to grow, we definitely could use your help. So what I need you to do, if you're onto YouTube right now, which you should be, hit that thumbs up button and subscribe. And if you're on iTunes, please give us a 5-star rating because we don't care about the other ones. They don't even count, really. But no matter where you are, leave us a comment so you can get involved in the conversation. Being a part of AfterBuzz TV has meant so much to all of us, and we truly appreciate you supporting us in doing what we love. And don't forget to tell your friends and keep enjoying our shows.
Yes, thank you guys so much. Thumbs up. And shout out to Arlene Whitaker, Lisa Morris, Nakisha McGee, Sam Singer, Adrian McCullough. We see your comments. Thank you so much for engaging with us. And if you would like a shout out, leave us a comment. All right. Thank you so much for that, Lim. Yes. So, yes, let's get right into this double date because Kirk and Rashida, they always trying to give advice. I mean, they still together and stuff, but
right.
I don't know. If I got to go through all that, I don't know if I want it.
But do you think that, I mean, if you really think about it, like, again, we're talking about the show here. They have been battle tested. They're of all the couples that have been together, they've been together the longest. They've been through obviously a lot with Kirk's infidelity. We're going to find out what she has possibly done in the relationship, but sounds like they both have been unfaithful. But they still are together. They're still maintaining what they have going on in their household and all of this stuff, even with a blended family. And so I think that of everyone on the show, they would be the best ones to give advice. Who else is going to give advice? Jock? Carly Red?
I just don't
Come on now.
Go through all of that in my marriage. I know there's ups and downs, sickness and health, but I don't want to go through this. I don't want to go through the cheating and all this stuff going on.
Well, I think the show, I mean, obviously, this suspends reality, right? Because I don't think it seems like everybody in this show just ends up cheating or has a lot of things going on. Almost everyone. Mm-hmm. But that's not the reality. I don't think that you should deal. Like, if you don't want someone to cheat on you, then don't be with someone that cheats on you. If they cheat on you,
exactly,
then you leave.
Exactly, but that's what I'm saying. So as a woman, do you think we have to put up with all this stuff and stick with our man because... you know, it's not a lot of choices out there. You know what I mean? Because I feel like that's why she's... thing. I mean, Rashida has, like, how many kids?
Well, and I think that their situation is different only because they are married. I can't remember how long. I want to say
no,
it's
I'm
like...
I'm talking about any married couple. A woman putting up with all this cheating and just taking in general. Back. Yeah, like, who wants to deal with that?
I don't think anyone wants to deal with that.
But they
I think
are.
They are. And I think it's up to the individuals in the situation. I think if you've been married and you feel like this person is your soulmate and you love that person and they cheat one time and they make a mistake and they're apologetic for it, I think it's on you. You know, mm-hmm. you feel like that you're in love with that person. I mean, I know of couples that have done that someone has cheated and they basically feel strongly about their relationship and they, you know, have counseling or whatever they do to get rid of it. But then there's some people that have a zero tolerance.
And then there's Pooh, because she lets her man do what he do and she just sits at home and drink wine.
But that's a whole different situation. That's not cheating. They are just having an open relationship.
Is that why she has too much time on her hands? Because her man is out on tour and she's at home alone?
I guess.
Because she's in everybody's business. She's sending out Shay Mack to do her dirty work.
That was so whack. That was, I'm
why
sorry.
Why would Shay Mack even do that?
I don't know. And I thought that was, it was more whack on Shay Mack to do that because I'm like, yo, you are just coming back to this fold. It's not like you're everybody's favorite. You should tread lightly. And then for you to go into somebody's party and ruin it, like, especially of all people, Carly Red, like, I thought that was, and then be like, oh yeah, I thought about it afterwards. I was like, Shay Mack, come on. Like, that's a boo-boo move.
Carly accepted her apology.
She did. And I think she was sincere. She was sincere. And I feel like Carly accepted her apology because Carly has done the same thing. In spite. Carly has jumped the gun.
Has she?
Or said something.
Has she done that on a mic in front of everybody? I think she might be like, girl, your man got another woman. But she's not going to get on the mic and ruin your
Carly
party.
Has... Carly,
whose party did she do that?
I'm not saying she did an actual party, but she's done messy things. Maybe she didn't have a microphone in her hand, but she has caused major rifts and caused major messiness. Like so many times. Carly Red is the messiest person on this show. Like, let's keep it all the way real. Like, she's the messiest person. She's done so much dirt. So I think that, you know, she understands you do things. You may not think it through. And I feel like she did accept her apology. And Shay Mack, I feel like, came real.
Yeah.
Because, and Carly knows, and that's why she said, look, I forgive you. I'm not going to forgive Pooh because that girl can just kick rocks because I'm not fooling with her. And I think she also knows that it came from Pooh. Like, Pooh was the manipulator in that situation, and she don't mess with Pooh. And Pooh is just, you know, upset that, which I don't understand why, you know, Carly's saying she's lying. Do you think she's lying, though, on Carly?
Carly's... is a self-proclaimed freak. I don't know what she did, but I think she might have.
Okay.
Maybe one night. Maybe not on a regular basis like this.
Right, what she's saying.
But maybe
but
one
it's
or
happened.
Twice. One or twice.
Okay.
Once or twice.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. There we go.
Carly's adventurous. We already know that.
Jock always talks about it, which is also weird. Like you keep reminiscing and you got a woman like, come on, bruh. Move on.
But Carly, she's going through it with this miscarriage, and it seems like she's going through it alone. And then the drama comes with her man and the baby. Mm-hmm. And do you think they're going to get back together? Because she dumped them.
Right. I feel like whenever when I see Love and Hip Hop, right, and there's these situations happen. You know, a lot of times I'm like, did that really happen like that? Or did they want it to be like that? But I feel like when people start taking their mics off, I feel like it's real deal. Mm. And so when we see, you know, and again, going back, like I said before.
And you see production show up.
Right, exactly. Like, hey, just sit down. Just, nah, bro, I've been restricted. And I feel like then it's real. And I feel like it was a situation where he, you know, came to her. And it, and what's interesting is what he told her, the stuff that, you know, she said, oh, he left his computer and I saw text messages. Mm. Everything he said, it sounded like was what she got, the exchanges between her and this woman. Mm-hmm. And I think that, yes, could he have included her? And when he first found out, hey, this could be possibly a situation, he could have. Yeah. I'm not saying he couldn't have. But to be like, give him an ultimatum, like, look, you should have included me, when all he was trying to find out first and then let her know.
Though, because you went to the place where she is and it's like, what are you doing there? Like, are you going there to see her, to be with the baby? Or are you going, like...
Well, I think
if you didn't come back with the DNA test, what were you there for?
What were you there for? Again, Carly is gun shy. She's been done dirty. Yeah. I mean, she had two fake proposals. Like, that's enough to keep you like, look. So you're on high alert. So anytime you see something that is not perfect, you're going to be like, oh, here we go again with this mess.
But she's the one that's moving so fast. I think it's her fault, because I know you can, you know, feel like your clock is ticking and all that, but you still got to cross your T's, dot your I's, do a background check, something. I don't know.
Like, well, and you said it right. I think that she is maybe rushing or going a little faster than what a normal person would or normal people would do, because she is, her clock is ticking. She obviously wants to have children. She wants to be with someone that is a partner. She doesn't want to just have a child and be a baby mama. She wants to have a partner. And so with that, she finds, you know, this man who she feels like is cool, is down. And from what we've seen so far, he doesn't seem like he's about the drama. He doesn't seem like he's there. I mean, everyone, you know, they're on the show, you know, they're there for, you know, for the show, right?
Yeah.
They're approached and they decide they want to be on the show. But it doesn't seem like he's like someone that is like, oh, I need to be in front of the camera. Even when he was there, when all the guys were meeting up, he had his head down and he was just like, because he was probably thinking about what was
impending.
He just
shy now, but as soon as he get a few little girls in his DM,
no.
He's going down. He gonna turn up. He's gonna be part of the creep squad in a minute.
I don't think so. But like I said, going back when she told his girls, or the girls, or girls, and they were like, "You, that's it. You just need to give him, you need to talk about it." And I think that what she should do, she should give him the benefit of the doubt. And like I said, the fact that he walked out, took the mic off, he was like, look, I'm not, this is not cool. Mm-hmm. And we know Carly can turn up for the cameras. Mm-hmm. She's a pro at this. She's been doing this for a while. She knows what gets camera time. So she probably was turning up a little more than she needed to.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And he was just like, wait a second, I'm trying to tell you something. Mm-hmm. And she was not listening to him. And he's like, oh, look, I can't. Mm-mm.
She didn't want to get played on camera again.
Exactly. So,
like, you got a fake ring one time.
Right. I think I'll go on a limb, and I'll say that they're going to have a conversation, and I think she's going to see his side.
She don't want to leave her man. She was too in love.
Exactly. I think she's going to see his side. She just didn't want to hear what he had to say. That's what it was.
Yeah. I mean, when you hear about another baby, I'll get mad too. I'll be very upset.
Sure. Especially when you just had a miscarriage. Let's talk. She just had a miscarriage. And then he comes in saying, I might have a child by someone else. So that's going to make you upset.
Well, let's talk really quickly about Erica popping back up with twins.
How? That was crazy. I was like,
and Mama D was there not arguing. I was like, wow.
Yeah.
A lot has changed.
Yeah. I'm just curious. First of all, Scrappy's daughter, like, she got big. I was like, yo, she looks like almost a grown woman. Mm-hmm. I remember when they were on the show together, like, she was little.
Been that long, y'all.
Yeah. It's interesting to see, I don't know how like her, you know, coming back on the show is going to look like, cause it's not like she's kind of popped in here and there, you know, throughout the seasons after she was not a principal character on the show or a cast member, I should say. Sorry. I think that her coming back and having these twins, I'm just curious as to how that's going to play.
But she doesn't want to reveal her man. She's like, it's low key. Girl, go back to your man and be low key.
And that's why I'm just like, and the fact that we know Scrappy, you know, just had his baby.
Yeah.
So it's just interesting. Like, he just has his baby. He's got his whole situation going on. Now she's popping up on the show. I got twins. Mystery man. Mm. It's just going to be, it's going to cause some kind of friction, right? Because the show breeds drama. I'm just kind of figuring out what the most, you know, where the angle is going to come. That's all.
All right. Well, let's get into my favorite part of the show. I hope you're ready for Guess That Bar. Yes. If you're not familiar with Guess That Bar, this is where I read the lyrics in monotone and my panelist right here has to guess.
The only person here.
He has to guess the name of the song and the artist. So I hope you're ready. And you can play along too. Just leave a comment. Try to help him out if you're in the live chat. Because he needs help.
Yeah, help me out. Help me out, live chat. Yeah, I'm looking at you.
All right. Let's go. I'm riding on the tractor, lean in my bladder, cheated on my baby, you can go and ask her. My life is a movie, bull riding and boobies, cowboy hat from Gucci.
No, I don't, what is this? No, I don't know this song.
Hey, it's a very popular song. Where are you from?
I'm from Northern California.
Okay. Well,
is it an old song? Is it a,
it's
like
a new song?
It's a new song.
It's called Old Town Road by Lil Nas
X. Oh, it's the country one. Oh, right. So,
oh,
okay.
You got it wrong.
I know of the song. I don't know the song. So when you said Lil Nas X, and I was like, oh, that's the one in the country charts and da 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 da. Okay, got it. All right, next one.
All right. Haters in danger. A whole lot of ganging. 35 chains. I don't give a damn about the fame. G8 planes and Alexander Wang. She a clot that she a thought that you claim.
Okay, it's got to be a woman. I want to say, is it Cardi B?
Mm-mm.
Oh gosh, is it a woman rapper?
On that part, it is.
On that part, Nicki Minaj.
Unfortunately, it's not either one of those. It's Ape Shit by the Carters.
Oh gosh, I knew I was gonna suck at this game. I knew I was gonna suck
okay,
at this game.
Let's see if you get the last one.
I'm not going to, but we're gonna do it anyway, I guess.
I told them they belong to me. That goes on forever. And then I think we'll just get closer when we're not together. You tell me that I'm confusing, more immature than Marcus Houston. It cuts too deep for a Band-Aid solution. We too deep in this thing to never lose me.
No one's helping me in the live chat.
Live chat, help them out?
No, they're not helping me.
Do they know anything?
They suck. I don't know.
Now you know when you come on this show, you got to be prepared to know some lyrics.
Oh my gosh.
This is Drake, you with me. It's... you know, like a little take of DMX, what these bees want from him. You know what I'm saying? You remember that song from DMX?
I know DMX.
I was going to do that one. And I should have did that one.
You should have done that one.
But he had so many bees in the song. Gotcha. I was like, I can't really read these.
You got to understand, I'm an old head. Like, if you gave me some, like, Biggie or some Nas or some Jay-Z.
Oh, really?
I mean, you gave me Carters. I mean, I listened to that, but I'm not listening to the lyrics. I'm vibing.
All right. So. Well, next time I'm going to do that, and I hope you get it right.
Okay. I hope so. Gosh.
Yeah. He got none right, you guys.
Zero.
But it's okay, because we're going to get right into the trending tweets. Everyone is talking about Love and Hip Hop Atlanta, and we got some juicy tweets for you. This one's coming from Barbara Band 1366, and she says, thank you, Akbar. He's not claiming you, Tierra. Leave the man alone. Why is it so hard for her?
I don't know. But she should leave him alone.
It's got to be more to life than D, Tierra, okay? That's all I'm saying. Rudy Bangs. She says, Scrap really tried that manipulation, huh? I was trying to surprise you with this truth that you found out on accident that I wasn't going to tell you. That's basically how guys try to do. Is that how you try to do when you get caught up?
I'm sorry, what? No.
When you get caught up.
When I get caught up.
Mm-hmm. How do you back up out of it, you know?
You just gotta, you know, use your you know, think with your wisdom. And
it never works out usually.
Yeah. Well, you just gotta think logically. That's what it is. It's hard sometimes, like when you caught up.
It's never logical to lie.
Yeah.
Juke Mob says, so Carly knows everybody's business and can do a background check on everybody, but get surprised by these men every time. Why? <That's funny.
laughs> Because Carly, I think, wants to really be in love. I think Carly is she's definitely a hopeless romantic. I remember seeing it, you know, with Benzino. I mean, everyone she's been with.
Oh, my God, Benzino. Yeah. I don't even remind me of him. Oh, my goodness. Went way back,
right? With that fake proposal and he had the ring and he closed the box. That was savage, by the way. But, yeah, I think she just really, she's hopeless romantic. She really wants to be in love. She wants to have a child. And that's why I think, you know, she puts her all into it, you know, and then doesn't always pan out.
I hope it works out, Carly, because you're beautiful. You deserve it. Young Riri Baby says, I would never, hear me when I say never, take relationship advice from Kirk and Rashida. I mean, like you said earlier, they've been together the longest. Mm-hmm. They've been through ups and downs. So it must be real. But I just feel like if it's real, it shouldn't have to be that hard. It shouldn't have to be all these heartbreaks and stuff and babies and all that stuff.
I mean, everyone's relationship is different. My parents have been together for, you know, 44 years. Mm-hmm. And it hasn't been easy, you know, and they've said, you know, plenty of times. So, but I think it's just all about, you know, you gotta know that you are with the person you're meant to be with. That's what I feel like it is. And when you know you're meant to be with the person, you'll fight for that relationship. And mm-hmm. that's really it.
Okay, well, we got a little bit of news and gossip before we get out of here. TV news. So over the holiday weekend of Easter, Scrap De Leon partnered with T.I. to help release over 23 inmates, help bail them out of the DeKalb County Jail. They just basically were 23 nonviolent offenders. And they were first-time offenders, and they decided to pay their bail so they could be out on the holiday for their families.
That's dope. That's dope. I really like that.
Yeah. And also, they were able to raise $120,000. And this money doesn't just go to bail money. This also goes to a fund that will help any of the future recipients. If they have children, they can have a college fund started for them.
Dope.
Yeah. Like so that. I'm glad that Scrap is using his platform for something positive. He's hopefully going the right way. Start treating your women right. Decide which one you want to be with. We're going to get out of here. But before we go, predictions. What do you think is going to happen?
Buzz TV prediction.
One prediction I'm going to give. And I think that prediction, as I've stated, is that Carly is going to take Arkansas Mo back. I think that she's going to realize, you know, she's going to let him, you know, get it out. And I think she's going to understand that this is, you know, a good man and or potentially good man. Still up for grabs. But I think that they're going to get back together.
I think quite the opposite. I think she is going to stay broken up with Arkansas Mo, and she's going to cause havoc in Jock's relationship. She's going to get the new girl all riled up. She's going to tell some stuff that Jock has been doing, and he's been, you know, dipping in her lady pond or something.
We did see something about that in the previews.
It's going down. She's going to break up Jock and his woman, and Jock going to be stuck with Carly.
Stuck. Like Chuck.
Well, thank you guys so much for tuning in. We had a blast. Make sure you like, comment, subscribe, and join us next week. I'm your host, Miss Conversation Piece. You can follow me on Instagram at MISS Conversation Piece. And what about you?
You know, social boy Lem Gonzalez, and you can follow me everywhere at Lem Gonzalez. That's LemGonsalves. And make sure you tune into my website and see what I got cracking. That's at stayonthemic.com.
Yeah, let me know what's going on your website.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's a lot. You got to check it out.
All right, I'm going to check it out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Peace out. Next time, holla.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.